Well, the Florida Keys are preparing for Hurricane Irma, but some people are staying despite a mandatory evacuation order. One of them is Nancy Klingener, who is Florida Keys reporter for WLRN. She joins us from Key West. Nancy, are there any other people with you there on Key West at this point?
There are. There's a surprising number of people. I've seen people out walking their dogs. I ran into friends of mine this morning when I was going to my office. So there are definitely still people here. There's coffee shops serving coffee like they always do.
But there's been an evacuation order on the Keys, right?
That's right. It's a mandatory evacuation order. And the city and county officials just held a press briefing this morning. And their basic message was, get out.
And to do that at this point, how difficult would that be? Has the road that takes you from the Keys up to Miami just been clogged with traffic?
No, the road is moving well. The problem is gasoline. Just like we're seeing in all of South Florida, gas stations in Key West are just running out of fuel and all along the Keys. So that's the scary part.
So why are people ignoring the evacuation order, do you think?
Well, some people fear that they might run into the storm. You know, if you evacuate to Miami and Miami ends up getting clobbered, that's not nice. Sometimes people just feel like they want to ride it out. This is their home and they don't want to leave. There's a lot of reasons. Some people can't afford it, although the city does have free buses taking people up to shelters on the mainland.
And what about for people who do decide to stay? What are they supposed to do if the storm, you know, hits Key West or the other Keys in a significant way?
They haven't said anything about refuges of last resort because they want people to leave. They don't want people to think there's some reason for them to stay. And a big issue is that our hospitals will be closing tomorrow morning, Friday morning. So there's not going to be an ER. There's not going to be a helicopter that normally takes trauma cases to the mainland. And the first responders are not going to come out and help once the winds get going. So people are really on their own if they stay.
When was the last time Key West had to deal with a hurricane, or how used to this are people there?
Well, we have a pretty high population turnover, so there's a lot of people here who have never dealt with it. The last serious impact we had was from Hurricane Wilma in 2005. That went by us as a Category 3, and it caused a 5 to 6 foot storm surge over a lot of the islands. It caused millions and millions of dollars of damage. People lost their cars. Some people actually lost their homes. And it was pretty tough, but it didn't take out a bridge, it didn't take out our water line, and it didn't kill anybody. So it wasn't catastrophic.
That's Nancy Klingener, a reporter with WLRN, joining us from Key West, which it sounds like is emptier than usual, but there are still people there who are going to brave the storm. Nancy, thank you.
You're welcome.